Well, here we are on Christ the King Sunday. And as you heard just a little bit ago from Darian, you heard the story of the sheep and goats a little simplified in the children's Bible. What I love about this story is that, despite the fact that I don't really like the Gospel of Matthew, this story is so concrete. It's so clear as to what the Christian life is to look like. So much of Scripture, especially in the Gospels, just tells us that we should be righteous, or we should follow Jesus, or we should fish for men, or all the things that Jesus tells us. But then we don't always know what that looks like. But today, in our story of the sheep and goats, Jesus says precisely what it looks like. It looks like feeding those who are hungry, giving something to drink to those who are thirsty, clothing those who do not have enough clothing. It means caring for one another when we are sick or in prison. Christ the King Sunday feels so strange in some ways because it feels so often like the world is not like that. Like the world is not in a situation at this point in time, and hasn't been, where we do that well, where we care for each other well. And it especially feels so strange because the kingdoms of this world, well, they rebel against God, right? And they are not in keeping with the reign of God. Perhaps this year, more than any other in the last several decades. There is war, disease, racism, climate change, hatred spewed across social media, broken civil discourse. Hunger that has been shrinking for decades is now on the rise again through this pandemic. Other health issues are also exacerbated by the inability to administer other vaccinations right now. Families love each other too much to be in the same room with each other. How does any of that point to the reign of God? Something I learned this last week is that Christ the King Sunday is only just under 100 years old. It has not been around forever, as opposed to Easter and Christmas and Reformation Sunday. Christ the King Sunday was only instituted in 1925. And it was instituted by the Catholic Pope at the time in response to growing secularism and nationalism. That there was such a fervent nationalism that people were no longer caring about one another, but were only caring about their own. And so Christ the King Sunday reminded us of what the kingdom of God is to look like. Perhaps we would do well to remember that as Jesus spoke these words thousands of years ago, the kingdom of Israel, God's chosen people, or just a tiny little kingdom that was in the process of being swallowed up in the great Roman Empire. And yet, even in the midst of this, Jesus still comes among us as God reigning on earth. And this is what the church year does for us. It points to a different kind of kingdom, a different kind of ruler. In Advent, we look ahead to Jesus coming into the world, and with Jesus, an end to the separation between God and God's people. And finally, we look ahead to the time that is always just around the corner, when all the world witnesses the second coming of Christ. In Christmas, we see a God who comes among us not as a mighty warrior, but as a baby, dependent upon the care of others. A reminder that God's reign is not brought by armies or clamping down on opposition, but by God simply dwelling with us in our weakness. In Epiphany, we see the reign of God come in sudden and unexpected revelations, the light of Christ breaking into our sorrow and uncertainty. In Lent, we look in the mirror at all the ways we are those goats, failing to care for the least of these. And that is Jesus. It is Jesus, the Lamb, who pays the price for our negligence. In Easter, we celebrate that death does not have the last word, nor do our failures. but that there are signs of life all around us, a final promise that we too will live a new life. In Pentecost, we are reminded that we do not conform to the body of Christ on our own, but by the guidance of the Spirit in our hearts and among the community, whether gathered or dispersed. By the time this pandemic wraps up, I think we're all looking forward to that, though we don't know exactly when. But it seems clear that by the time that happens, we will have seen a full Christian calendar go by, and then some. And it might be tempting to give up on the promise that God is here among us, that God, in fact, reigns in Christ. But let me remind you that we see every day the reign of God breaking in small and large ways, in the determination of healthcare workers to keep at it through exhaustion and a broader society that is tired of wearing masks, in the ingenuity of scientists who have poured in an incredible amount of energy, time, and expertise to make vaccines available soon to the most vulnerable, in the compassion of folks buying extra food and delivering food to those families who are Jesus in their hunger, in the persistence of teachers making distance learning work longer than anyone hoped or anticipated at the beginning of all this, in the understanding of family who remind us that it's okay to stay away. That, too, is a sign of love. The stories that we hear each Sunday of the church year are glimpses of God's reign. May you see those reflected in your life, especially in these days. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.